But first, let's hear from Mark Box. He's a photographer, a street photographer. You might have seen him around King's Parade, particularly during lockdown when it was all right to be out. He was out and he's been taking photographs of people almost every day throughout lockdown to chronicle, to have a memory for them and for us of what life has been like. And when I spoke to Mark about this project called Humans of Cambridge, I asked him to tell me a little more about it.
Humans of Cambridge originally started off as just a personal project, had no name, had no direction. You know, mainly did it because I just really enjoy photography and I really like people. From there, it progressed. I picked up my Fuji X-T3 mirrorless camera. I've always been a Canon man, and it just changed the way that I approach photography and people as well. Having a huge, big camera was very intrusive. And then when I have this little bad boy here, which obviously viewers can't see.
Oh, it's lovely though, much smaller.
Yes, it is.
Got quite a lens on it, that, so you can still get close to people.
It's a small lens. The whole idea is just so it's, you see me first before you see the camera, you know? I know how intimidated people can get when people approach them, with or without.
So you were photographing people. What is it about people? Why not buildings? Why did you want to go out and photograph people?
I'm a very social person and I like to interact with people. And street photography has always been a real passion of mine. Because of my nature of interacting with people, my approach is more about engaging with people. So it's less candid and more kind of, you know, straight on and capturing the essence of people. With Cambridge, I've always found the students bring so much life and vibrancy, and the fashion is just, this year has blown me away. It's every era, every decade, and sometimes everything just thrown into one. So I'm a bit like a magpie. When I see colours, I'm straight there, you know, I can jump in.
Approaching people like this, Mark, where do you get the confidence to do this?
I used to be a club photographer for 10 years, and I kind of retired, so to speak, in 2017. When I first started at Coco, huge, big venue, I remember I used to go up to like groups of people, or even one person, and be like, excuse me, can I take your photo? And my confidence was way down. And then after a year, I could gather crowds of people, dozens of people, and get them just to kind of work for the camera. I think the pinnacle of that moment was standing on the stage, just raising the camera and just having like 1,000 hands going. Yeah, it was just amazing. That's where I got my confidence to approach people. Smile, pay them a compliment. It's the little things that you do that make a big difference.
And so we've been in lockdown on and off for a year or so, and obviously we didn't know that at the time. So how conscious were you that this was going to be a lockdown project?
So I had started taking a few pictures beforehand, but I didn't have any concept of a project or anything. It was more of it was just a personal thing. And it was just a case of wandering around places, having the camera on hand. It first started actually in Water Beach. And I went for a little walk around. And just as the first lockdown happened, it was quite daunting for people. And there's a lady sitting down. She was probably the first portrait that I did that kind of maybe inspired me to, you know, go out there and, you know, approach people and just talk to them, see how they're doing, you know?
And how do you decide who to photograph? What draws you to somebody?
It's the fashion. If they have very quirky clothing, if they have unusual features, funky hairstyle, a red jacket, you know, something that catches your eye. Because Cambridge has always been quite quirky and have quite eccentric people. And I feel sometimes if I don't have my camera with me and I see these people walking by, I feel like the world is missing this wonderful variety. I'm a documentation photographer by profession. I love the process of approaching people and talking to them and taking a picture. And then I never look at the photos on the screen. I never do that. As soon as you do that, you miss everything else. And then the process of actually getting them on the computer upload and then seeing them just come to life. I love it. I really do. It's my passion.
And these are photographs of people looking at you smiling. They're with their consent.
Yeah, it's all with consent. So whenever I see somebody, I always kind of approach them with a smile. My secret is to actually approach them and compliment. Always pay a compliment first. Tell them, compliment why you're approaching them. I love your trainers, great colours. I love the jacket. Sometimes they don't even have to, you know, I have to say anything else. Like, yeah, okay, I can take the picture. Sometimes a little bit unsure, and I just give a little description of what I'm doing. And 9 out of 10 times, they're quite happy to do it.
And what are you hoping to achieve with this project? Are you trying to record how people are changing during lockdown, or are you trying to snatch a moment in time? What is the overall aim of this?
I think for me, it's been a bit of an experiment. Before the lockdown, approaching people the way that I have, that I do now, has changed. Because of the lockdown, people are a lot more isolated and don't have connections with people as they used to. And I found that people have been a lot more receptive and easy to approach and a lot more willing to take part. And when I tell them about that, they get it. I've met some really, really lovely, interesting people. A young student just the other day, and she was watching me as I was like darting around, because it was just one of those days where I was, oh, I want to photograph you. And she was just so happy, almost to the point where she was crying with happiness, just because seeing me interacting and everyone interacting as well, it made her day. If I can make someone's day, that makes my day. It's happened a few times where I actually have conversations with the parents of the students. I've had them thank me because they've not seen their children since August last year, or have not been able to get to visit them, and they don't send pictures home. So seeing them in their own environment, it really does resonate. To be that link between the parents and their children, it's priceless.
And what are you planning to do with all these photographs?
A lot of people have been suggesting that they'd like to see it in a book. I thought that'd be a great idea. You can't be seeing your own photography physically as opposed to being on a screen or on a mobile phone. So I'm thinking of maybe putting together a crowdfunded book. I did put a little questionnaire on Instagram and I had a very good response. I would like to do that. And I think it'd be quite nice for the students as well, because a lot of the students, and not just students, it's general, it's some of the local population as well, people that I know. And it's just a little memory of them. Obviously, with everything that's happened with the lockdown, I think it would just make a very nice little memory book of a time that was pretty hard for everyone. But then you can see in the faces, everyone's kind of like happy and there's a lighter side to it.
And until then, where can people find this if they want to see your work?
Instagram. If they look for Human of Cambridge, singular or one word, they can find the photos there. I actually send the low-res social media photos across to them so they can share to their stories, share to their families, their parents. But I also encourage them to do that so they can give some feedback on the photos, and then I can reshare that. And I have a section called HOC Talk Back, so Humans of Cambridge Talk Back. It's nice, and the feedback that I get, it just encourages me to do it more and more.
And it's Human of Cambridge, singular, as you say, Human of Cambridge. Where did you get that name from?
My Instagram tag's actually Human of Cambridge, and the project is called Humans of Cambridge, only because somebody already has an account for Humans of Cambridge. Initially, I was thinking of calling the project just Students of Cambridge, because I was photographing students in the beginning. And then I found that I was photographing just, you know, general public and pets as well. And it wasn't until I had a comment on one of the photos from a student who said that Mark Box was the Humans of New York that Cambridge deserves. And I just took inspiration from that. So I'm not piggybacking off Humans of New York, who I adore his work, but my approach is very different.
And how about you? How has this been for you during lockdown? A photographer, you've sort of limited the places you've been able to go. Has this project helped?
Well, do you know what? It's funny because I found that I was on a newsletter which was forwarded to me, and I was their recent Instagram crush, and said that my usual hunting ground was around King's Parade. So if you want to get spotted, wear a bright coloured hat, and if it works, let us know. But no, I usually go down around King's Parade and around Market Square on my lunch break, because I work at the UL. I literally have about maybe half an hour a day, and that's my window of opportunity. My colleagues, it's funny, I walk into town and I try and grab a coffee and I'm trying to have a conversation, but my eyes are everywhere else. I'm constantly scanning the streets for people.
So if people want to be in, they don't need to be wearing a colourful hat and be hanging around King's Parade.
Do you know what? They can just... The thing is, whenever I photograph them, I want to photograph them as they are. You know, don't pose, just be as you are. If you have a coffee in your hand, great. If you have a kebab in your hand for the market square, brilliant. I tell you what I do love about Cambridge as well is the colours that people wear. There's similar matching colours all around. So, you know, you just need to look around and then you can kind of match them. So say someone's wearing a green jacket, there's a green bike, I'll kind of place them there. Yeah.
That was Mark Box there talking about his photography project, Humans of Cambridge. And you can find him on Instagram, Human, as he said, singular, Human of Cambridge. If you look on Instagram, you can see all the beautiful photographs he's taken of all the beautiful people that we have in Cambridge. It's 10:41.
Cambridge 105 Radio.